Chapter 19.
1. And it was announced to Joab, "Behold, the king is weeping and mourning over Absalom." 2. And the deliverance on that day became mourning to all the people, for the people had heard on that day, saying, "The king is grieving for his son." 3. And the people stole away on the day to go into the city, as the people steal away who are ashamed as they flee in battle. 4. And the king had covered his face. Yea, the king cried with a loud voice, "My son Absalom! Absalom, my son, my son!" 5. And Joab came into the king to the house, and said, "You have put to shame today the faces of all your servants, those delivering your life today, and the life of your sons, and of your daughters, and the life of your wives, and the life of your concubines."
6. By loving those who hate you, and by hating those who love you, for you have declared today that there are no leaders nor servants to you. For I know today that if Absalom were alive and all of us dead today, that it would be right in your eyes. 7. And now rise up, go out and speak to the heart of your servants. For I have sworn by Yahweh that if you do not go out, not a man shall remain with you tonight. And this would be worse for you than all the evil that has come on you from your youth until now. 8. And the king rose up and sat in the gate. And they announced it to all the people, saying, "Behold, the king is sitting in the gate." And all the people came in before the king. And Israel had fled, each one to his tents. 9. And it happened, all the people were quarreling through all the tribes of Israel, saying, "The king delivered us out of the hand of our enemies. Yea, he himself delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines. And now he has fled out of the land because of Absalom." 10. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. And now why are you silent as to bringing back the king? 11. And King David sent to Zadok and Abiathar the priests, saying, "Speak to the elders of Judah, saying, why are you the last to bring back the king to his house?" For the word of all Israel had come to the king, to his house.
12. You are my brother, you are my bone and my flesh. And why are you the last to bring back the king?
13. And say to Amasa, "Are you not my bone and my flesh? So shall Elohim do to me, and more so he shall do, if you are not commander of the army before me all the days, instead of Jeb." 14. And he inclined the heart of all the men of Judah as one man, and they sent to the king, "Return, you and all your servants." 15. And the king returned and came into the Jordan. And Judah had come to Gilgal, to go to meet the king, to bring the king over the Jordan.
16. And Shimei, the son of Gera, the Benjamite, from the Urim, hastened and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. 17. And 1,000 men were with him from Benjamin, also Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 13 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they had rushed over the Jordan before the king. 18. And they had crossed over the ford to carry over the king's household, and to do the good in his eyes. And Shimei the son of Gera had fallen before the face of the king as he crossed over the Jordan. 19. And he said to the king, "Do not let my master charge iniquity to me, nor shall you remember that which your servant perversely did in the day that my master the king went out from Jerusalem, for the king to take it to his heart." 20. For your servant knows that I have sinned, and behold, I come today, the first of the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my master the king. 21. And Abishai the son of Zeruiah answered and said, "Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Messiah of Yahweh?" 22. And David said, "What have I to do with you, O sons of Zeruiah, that you are as my foe today? Shall any man be executed today in Israel? For do I not know that today I am king over Israel?" 23. And the king said to Shimei, "You shall not die." And the king swore to him. 24. And Mephibosheth the son of Saul had come down to meet the king. And he had not dressed his feet, nor had shaved his upper lip. Yea, he had not washed his garment, even from the day that he went away to the day that he came in peace. 25. And it happened when he had come to Jerusalem to meet the king said to him, Why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth?
26. And he said, My master, O king, my servant deceived me. For your servant said, I will saddle the donkey for myself and ride on it and go with the king, for your servant is lame. 27. And he spoke slander against your servant to my master the king. And my master the king is as a messenger of the Elohim. Yet you do that which is good in your eyes.
28. For all the house of my father would be nothing except men of death before my master the king, and you have set your servant among those eating at your table. And what right is there to me any more, even to cry any more to the king? 29. And the king said to him, Why do you speak any more of your matters? I have said, You and Ziba share the land. 30. And Mephibosheth said to the king, Yes, let him take all, since my master the king has come in peace to his house. 31. And Barzillai the Gileadite had gone down from Rogalim and had crossed over the Jordan with the king, to send him away over the Jordan. 32. And Barzillai was very old, a son of 80 years, and he had sustained the king as he abode in Maanaim, for he was a very great man. 33. And the king said to Barzillai, You pass over with me and I will sustain you with me in Jerusalem. 34. And Barzillai said to the king, How many are the days of the years of my life, that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? 35. I am a son of 80 years today. Can I distinguish between good and evil? Can your servant taste that which I am eating, and that which I drink? Can I any more listen to the voice of singing men and singing women? And why should your servant be any more as a burden to my master the king? 36. Just a little way your servant shall cross over the Jordan with the king. And why should the king repay me with this reward? 37. Please let your servant return, and I shall die in my own city, near the burying place of my father and my mother. And, behold your servant Shimham. Let him cross over with my master the king, and you do to him the good in your eyes. 38. And the king said, Shimham shall go over with me, and I shall do to him that which is good in your eyes. Yea, all that you shall choose of me I will do for you. 39. And all the people crossed over the Jordan, and the king crossed over. And the king gave a kiss to Barzillai and blessed him. And he returned to his place. 40. And the king crossed over to Gilgal. And Shimham crossed over with him, and all the people of Judah. And they brought the king over, and also half of the people of Israel. 41. And, behold, all the men of Israel were coming to the king. And they said to the king, Why have they, our brothers, the men of Judah, stolen you away? For they brought the king and his household over the Jordan, and all the men of David with him. 42. And, behold, all the men of Judah answered against the men of Israel, because the king is near to us. And why is this that you are angry about this matter? Have we at all eaten from the king, or has he given a gift to us? 43. And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, We have 10 hands in the king, and we also have more in David than you. Why then did you despise us, that our word was not first to bring back our king? And the word of the man of Judah was more fierce than the word of the man of Israel.
Chapter 20.
1. And a man of worthlessness happened to be there, and his name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a man of Benjamin. And he blew the ram's horn and said, We have no part in David, and we have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. Each man to his tents, O Israel. 2. And ever a man of Israel went up from following David, going after Sheba the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah clung to their king, from the Jordan even to Jerusalem. 3. And David came into his house at Jerusalem. And the king took the 10 women, the concubines whom he had left to guard the house, and fed them. But he did not go into them, and they were shut up to the day of their death in widowhood. 4. And the king said to Amasa, Call for me the men of Judah within 3 days, and you stand here. 5. And Amasa went to call Judah, but delayed beyond the set time which he had set for him.
6. And David said to Abishai, Now Sheba the son of Bichri will do more evil to us than Absalom. You take the servants of your master and pursue him, that he not find fortified cities for himself, and deliver himself from Ari. 7. And the men of Jeb went out after him, and the Chephites, and the Pelthites, and all the mighty men. And they went out from Jerusalem to pursue Sheba the son of Bichri. 8. They were near the great stone in Gibeon, and Amasa had gone before them. And Jeb was girded with his war coat as his clothing, and over it was a belt with a sword fastened on his loins in its sheath. And as he went out, it fell out. 9. And Jeb said to Amasa, Is it well with you, my brother? And Jeb's right hand took hold of Amasa's beard to give a kiss to him. 10. And Amasa was not on guard against the sword in Jeb's hand, and he struck him with it in the fifth rib, and poured out his bowels to the ground, and did not strike him again. And he died. And Jeb and his brother Abishai pursued Sheba the son of Bichri. 11. And a man stood beside him, of the young men of Jeb, and he said, Whoever delights in Jeb, and whoever is for David, follow after Jeb. 12. And Amasa was wallowing in blood in the middle of the highway. And the man saw that all the people stood still. And he turned Amasa away from the highway to the field, and threw a garment over him, when he saw that all who came beside him stood still. 13. When he was taken from the highway, every man passed on after Jeb to pursue Sheba the son of Bichri. 14. And he went through all the tribes of Israel to Abel, and to Beth-Emachar, and to all the Berites. And they were gathered, and went after him also.
15. And they went in and lay siege against him in Abel-Beth-Maachah, and mounted up a siege mount against the city. And it stood against the outermost wall, and all the people with Joab were undermining, to cause the wall to fall. 16. And a wise woman called out of the city, Hear! Hear! Please say to Joab, Come near here and I will speak to you. 17. And he came near to her. And the woman said, Are you Joab? And he said, I am. And she said to him, Hear the words of your handmaid. And he said, I am hearing. 18. And she spoke, saying, They spoke often in days gone by, saying, Asking they will ask at Abel, and so they ended all dispute. 19. I am of the peaceful, faithful ones of Israel. You are seeking to destroy a city, and a mother in Israel. Why will you swallow up the inheritance of Yahweh? 20. And Joab answered and said, Far be it. Far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. 21. The case is not such. For a man of the hills of Ephraim, Sheba the son of Bichri is his name, has lifted up his hand against the king, against David. If you will give him up by himself, then I will go away from the city. And the woman said to Joab, Behold, his head will be thrown over the wall to you.
22. And the woman came to all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba the son of Bichri and threw it to Jeb, and he blew the ram's horn, and they were dispersed from the city, each man to his tents. And Jeb went back to Jerusalem to the king. 23. And Jeb was over all the army of Israel, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada over the Chethites and over the Pelthites. 24. And Adoram was over the forced labor, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud was the recorder. 25. And Sheva was the scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar the priests. 26. And also Ara the Jared was a priest to David.
Chapter 21.
1. And there was a famine in the days of David, 3 years, year after year. And David sought the face of Yahweh, and Yahweh said, It is for Saul and for his bloody house, because he killed the Gibeonites. 2. And the king called for the Gibeonites and said to them, And Saul sought to strike them in his zeal for the sons of Israel and Judah. 3. And David said to the Gibeonites, What shall I do for you? And with what shall I atone? And you bless the inheritance of Yahweh. 4. And the Gibeonites said to him, We will have neither silver nor gold by Saul and by his house. Also, we will have no man in Israel put to death. And he said, What you say, I will do for you. 5. And they said to the king, "The man who destroyed us and schemed against us that we be wasted from standing in all the border of Israel was Saul. 6. Let be given to us 7 men of his sons to us, and we will expose them to Yahweh in Gibeah of Saul, the chosen of Yahweh." And the king said, "I will deliver them."
7. But the king spared Jonathan's son Phebosheth the son of Saul because of the oath of Yahweh that was between them, between David and Jonathan the son of Saul. 8. And the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah the daughter of Aiah, whom she bore to Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth. And he took the 5 sons of Michal the daughter of Saul, whom she bore to Adriel the son of Barzillai the Mehalathite. 9. And he gave them into the hands of the Gibeonites. And they exposed them in the mountain before Yahweh. And the 7 fell together. And they were executed in the days of harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of barley harvest. 10. And Rizpah the daughter of Aiah took sackcloth and stretched it out for herself on the rock, from the beginning of harvest until water poured on them out of the heavens. And she did not allow a bird of the heavens to rest on them by day nor the beast of the field by night. 11. And that which Rizpah the daughter of Aiah, Saul's concubine, had done was told to David. 12. And David went and took the bones of Saul, and the bones of his son Jonathan from the rulers of Jabesh-Gilead, who had stolen them from the plaza of Bethshean, there where the Philistines hanged them in the day the Philistines struck Saul and Gilboa. 13. And he brought up the bones of Saul and the bones of his son Jonathan from there, and they gathered up the bones of those hanged. 14. And they buried the bones of Saul and of his son Jonathan in the land of Benjamin, in Zillah, in the burying place of his father Kish, and did all that the king had commanded. And afterward Elohim heard prayer for the land.
15. And again the Philistines warred with Israel, and David went down, and his servants with him, and they fought with the Philistines, and David was weary. 16. And Ishbibenob, who was of the sons of Rapha the giant, the weight of his spear being 300 bronze shekels in weight, and was girded with a new sword, even he said to strike David. 17. And Abishai the son of Zeruiah helped him, and struck the Philistine, and killed him. Then the men of David swore to him, saying, "You shall not again go out with us to battle, that you not cause the lamp of Israel to go out." 18. And it happened after this that the battle was again in Gob of the Philistines. Then Sibbecai the Hushathite struck Saph, who was among the sons of Rapha.
19. And again the battle was in Gob with the Philistines, and Elhanan the son of Yarareghim the Bethlehemite struck one of Goliath the Gittite, and the wood of his spear was like a weaver's beam. 20. And again the battle was in Gath, and there was a man of stature, and the fingers of his hands were 6, and the fingers of his feet 6, 24 in number. And he also had been born to Rapha. 21. And he cursed Israel, and Jonathan, the son of David's brother Shemaiah, struck him. 22. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath. And they fell by the hand of David, by the hand of his servants.
Chapter 22.
1. And David spoke to Yahweh the words of this song in the day Yahweh delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies, and out of the hand of Saul. 2. And he said, "Yahweh is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer." 3. My Elohim is my rock, I shall take refuge in him, my shield, and the horn of my Yahshua, my high tower, and my refuge. My Savior, you shall save me from violence. 4. I call on Yahweh, the one to be praised, and I shall be saved from my enemies. 5. When the waves of death surround me, the floods of wickedness terrify me. 6. The cords of Sheol are all around me, the snares of death confronted me. 7. In my distress I called on Yahweh, and I called to my Elohim. And he heard my voice from his sanctuary, and my cry was in his ears. 8. And the earth shook and trembled, the foundations of the heavens were troubled, and were shaken, for he was angry. 9. Smoke rose up in his nostrils, and fire devoured out of his mouth, coals were kindled by it. 10. And he bowed the heavens and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. 11. and he rode on a cherub, and did fly, and was seen on the wings of the wind. 12. And he made darkness pavilions all around him, the gathering of waters, thick clouds of the skies. 13. From the brightness before him were kindled coals of fire. 14. Yahweh thundered from the heavens, and the Most High gave forth his voice. 15. And he sent forth arrows and scattered them, lightning, and troubled them. 16. And the channels of the sea were seen, the world's foundations were revealed by the rebuke of Yahweh, from the blast of the breath of his nostrils. 17. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. 18. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were stronger than me. 19. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, and Yahweh was my support. 20. And he brought me out to a large place, he delivered me, for he delighted in me. 21. Yahweh rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, he has repaid me. 22. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh, and have not acted wickedly against my Elohim. 23. For all his judgments were before me. As to his statutes, I did not turn away from them. 24. And I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. 25. And Yahweh returned to me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyes. 26. With the faithful you show yourself kind. With the upright man, you will show yourself upright. 27. With the pure, you will show yourself pure, and with the perverted you will appear perverse. 28. And you shall save the afflicted people, and your eyes are on the haughty, whom you bring low. 29. For you are my lamp, O Yahweh, and Yahweh shall light up my darkness.
30. For by you I have run through a troop. By my Elohim I have leaped over a wall. 31. Blameless is his way. The word of Yahweh is tested. He is a shield to all those who seek refuge in him. 32. For who is El except Yahweh, and who is a rock except our Elohim? 33. The El is my strong fortress, and he sets the blameless free in his way. 34. Making my feet like hinds' feet, even causing me to stand on my high places. 35. Teaching my hands for battle, so that my hands may bend a bow of bronze. 36. And you have given to me the shield of your salvation, and your lowliness has made me great. 37. You have enlarged my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. 38. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and I did not turn until they were consumed. 39. And I consumed them, and struck them, and they did not rise, but fell under my feet. 40. Yea, you girded me with might for battle. You caused those rising against me to bow under me. 41. And you gave to me the necks of my enemies. Those hating me I silenced. 42. They looked, and there was none to save. To Yahweh, and he did not answer them. 43. And I beat them as the dust of the earth. I crushed them small as the mire of the streets. I spread them out. 44. And you delivered me from the quarrels of my people. You kept me as the head of the nations. A people I have not known served me. 45. The sons of strangers submit to me. At the hearing of the ear they listen to me. 46. The sons of strangers wither, and shall come trembling out of their dungeons. 47. Yahweh lives, and blessed be my rock, and is exalted the Elohim of the rock of my Yeshua. 48. The Elohim who gives vengeance for me, and brings down peoples under me. 49. And brings me forth from my enemies. Yea, you raise me up above those rising up against me. You deliver me from the men of violence. 50. On account of this I will confess you, Yahweh, among nations. And I will sing praise to your name. 51. A tower to Yahshua his king, even doing mercy to his Messiah, to David and to his seed, until forever.
Chapter 23.
1. And these are the last words of David, the saying of David the son of Jesse, and the saying of the man raised on high, the Messiah of the Elohim of Jacob, and the sweet singer of Israel. 2. The Spirit of Yahuwah has spoken by me, and his word is on my tongue. 3. The Elohim of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. 1. Ruling over man righteously, who rules in the fear of Elohim. 4. Is as the light of the morning, as the sun shines. A morning without clouds. Through shining after rain the tender grass sprouts from the earth. 5. For is not my house so with El? For he has made an everlasting covenant with me, ordered in all things, and sure. For all my salvation, and all my desire, will he not make it grow? 6. As to the wicked, all of them shall be as a thorn driven away. For they cannot be taken by the hand. 7. But the man who shall touch them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear. They shall be utterly burned with fire in their place.
15. And David longed, and said, who shall give me drink from the water of the well? 8. These are the names of the mighty ones who were called to David, he who sits in the seat of the Tachmonite, chief of the captains. He was called Adino the Esnite, because of the 800 he killed at one time.
9. And after him was Eleazar the son of Dodo, the son of the Ahahite. He was of the three mighty men with David when they taunted the Philistines, when they were gathered there to battle, and the men of Israel went up. 10. He rose up and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clung to the sword, and Yahuwah worked a great salvation on that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. 11. And next was Shammah the son of Agi the Hararite, and the Philistines had gathered into a company, and there was a plot of the field full of lentils, and the people had fled before the Philistines. 12. And he set himself in the midst of the plot, and delivered it, and struck the Philistines. And Yahuwah worked out a great salvation.
13. And 3 of the 30 commanders went down and came to the harvest, to David, to the cave of Adullam. And the company of the Philistines was camping in the valley of the giants. 14. And David was then in a stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. Of Bethlehem beside the gate. 16. And the three mighty ones cut through the camp of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem beside the gate, and took it up, and brought it to David. But he was not willing to drink it, and poured it out to Yahweh. 17. And said, far be it from me, O Yahweh, to do this, is it not the blood of the men who went with their lives? And he was not willing to drink it. The three mighty ones did these things. 18. And Abishai the son of Zeruiah, the brother of Joab, was the commander of 3. And he raised up his spear against 300, and killed them. And to him was a name among the 3. 19. With honor he was honored more than the 3. And he was the commander to them, but he did not come to the first 3. 20. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada from Kabzeel, a son of a mighty man, great in deeds, he killed 2 lion-like men of Moab. And he went down and killed a lion in the middle of a pit in a day of snow. 21. And he killed an Egyptian, a man of form, and a spear was in the Egyptian's hand, and he went down to him with a staff and tore away the spear from the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. 22. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did these things, and had a name among 3 mighty ones. 23. He was more honored than the 30, but he did not come to the first 3. And David set him over his guard.
The following verses, 24-39, need to be read from the text file. These Hebrew names do not transcribe well into English. Chapter 24.
1. And again the anger of Yahweh glowed against Israel, and moved David against them, to say, go, number Israel and Judah. 2. And the king said to Joab, the commander of the army with him, go now to and fro through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number the people, that I may know the number of the people. 3. And Joab said to the king, yea, may Yahweh your Elohim add to the people, however many they may be, 100-fold. and may the eyes of my master the king see it. But why does my master the king delight in this thing? For, but the word of the king prevailed against Joab, and against the army commanders. And Joab and the army commanders went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. 5. And they crossed over the Jordan and camped in Aroer, on the right of the city, in the middle of the valley of Ged, and to Jazer. 6. And they came into Gilead, and to the land of Tadimhadshi. And they came to Danion, and around to Sidon. 7. And they came into the fortress of Tyre, and all the cities of the Hivite, and of the Canaanite. And they went out to the south of Judah, to Beersheba. 8. And they went to and fro through all the land, and came into Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. 9. And Joab gave the count from the numbering of the people to the king. And Israel was 800,000 mighty men drawing sword, and the men of Judah 500,000 men. 10. And after he had numbered the people, the heart of David struck him. And David said to Yahweh, I have sinned greatly in that which I have done. And now, O Yahweh, I pray, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly. 11. And David rose up in the morning, and the word of Yahweh came to Gad the prophet, David's seer, saying, 12. Go and you shall speak to David. So says Yahweh, I am setting up 3 things for you. You choose one of them and I will do it for you. 13. And Gad came into David and told him, and said to him, Shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land? Or shall you flee before your adversary 3 months, and they pursue you? Or shall 3 days plague come into your land? Now consider, and see what I shall take back to him who sent word to me. 14. And David said, Because of this it is great distressing to me. Let us fall now into the hand of Yahweh, for many are his mercies, and do not let me fall into the hand of man. 15. And Yahweh sent a plague on Israel from the morning even to the time appointed. And from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 of the people died.
16. And the messenger of Yahweh put forth his hand to Jerusalem, to destroy it. And Yahweh had pity as to the evil, and said to the messenger who was destroying among the people, Enough! Now drop your hand. And the messenger of Yahweh was near the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. 17. And when he saw the messenger who was striking among the people, David spoke to Yahweh and said, Behold, I have sinned. Yea, I have acted perversely. And these, the flock, what have they done? Now let your hand be on me, and on my father's house. 18. And Gad came in to David on that day and said to him, Go up, raise up an altar to Yahweh in the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. 19. And David went up according to Gad's word, as Yahweh commanded. 20. And Araunah looked and saw the king and his servants crossing over to him. And Araunah went out and bowed himself to the king, his nose to the earth. 21. And Araunah said, Why has my master the king come to his servant? And David said, To buy the threshing floor from you, in order to build an altar to Yahweh, and the plague will be stayed from the people. 22. And Araunah said to David, Let my master the king take and offer up that which is good in his eyes. Behold, the oxen for a burnt offering, and the threshing instruments, and the yokes of the oxen for wood. 23. O king, all these Araunah gives to the king. And Araunah said to the king, May Yahweh your Elohim accept you. 24. And the king said to Araunah, No, for buying I will buy from you for a price, and I will not offer to Yahweh my Elohim burnt offerings for nothing. And David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. 25. And David built an altar there to Yahweh, and offered burnt offering and peace offerings. And Yahweh was entreated for the land. And the plague was stayed from Israel